Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Pete Medhurst, and here's what's happening. Brought to you by the Reynolds team. We know who the Wizards are. They're John Wall's team. Down the stretch last night, he kept finding Marcin Gortat with relative ease on the interior, and that led to a win for the Wizards last night. 120-115. Gortat, you'll remember, a little disgruntled at the end of last season, especially in the postseason when things didn't necessarily work out for the big fella. Last night, though, he was slicing and dicing on the pick and roll, easy layups as the Wizards win at 120-115, 16 points, 17 rebounds for the Polish Punisher last night. For Washington, John Wall had 28, Bradley Beal 25 in the victory. Baseball last night, Yankees beat the Astros 5-0, and this really great connection of young and old with the Yankees. Brian Cashman has done a marvelous job. Young sluggers Gary Sanchez and Aaron Judge red hot right now in the playoffs. Judge got off to a slow start in the postseason, but coming through with runners in scoring position. And Masahiro Tanaka last night, he was devastating through seven innings for the New Yorkers. They win it by a score 5-0. They're now up 3-2 in the ALCS. NLCS side, home plate umpire Jim Wolf doing something you don't see umpires do very much, admitting he was, yes, dead wrong on a call that eventually got Joe Maddon run in the eighth inning last night. However, the Cubs still held on for a 3-2 victory. Stay alive in the series, down 3-1. They've got to beat Clayton Kershaw today to keep the Dodgers from advancing to the World Series. We're brought to you by the Reynolds team, where your home will be sold or they will buy it. Call 844-654-SOLD. Do it now. Coming up in a half hour, Jonathan Allen out. Who's replacing him? We'll tell you who. From the Crop Metcalf five-star sports desk, I'm Pete Medhurst on the home of Grant and Danny. Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan.
A good morning to you and welcome in. Grant and Danny is on the air on 106.7 The Fan. I'm continuing broadcasting from Chicago as I'm covering the NLCS at Wrigley Field, which is still going, as Pete just told you. Danny is in our D.C. studios. Good morning, buddy.
Hey, buddy. The Wizards won last night, man. Yay, one of those good starts. Now, it's not, 2 weeks worth of good starts, but I will take that. A game where they didn't shoot it real well from three. You saw what makes Philadelphia dangerous. They're young. They're exciting. Joel Embiid is the truth. Ben Simmons was awesome. Basically a 6'11 point guard for most of that game. But the Wizards found a way to win because Marcin Gortat down the stretch was really good. John Wall was his normal self, really good as well. And Kelly Oubre, I thought, gave them a massive lift after Jason Smith went out. Second half, Oubre had a couple putbacks, knocked down a couple shots. He was pretty darn good. Fun to get one of those opening night W's instead of a loss and then having to justify it and say, well, they'll be fine later on. They'll figure it out, et cetera, et cetera. I like the fact they got that W, bud.
Absolutely. Yeah, I jotted a few things down about the game. First of all, John Wall's just a blast to watch.
Isn't he?
I'm so happy he's ours. I'm so happy he's not going anywhere. And I got to tell you, I'm sitting in the press box at Wrigley, and I'm watching the game on a screen, and I got people sitting around me, and they're kind of leaning over watching. And the comment from all of them over and over again was, John Wall's so good. It's neat to see him. National TV showcase last night. Everybody loves that guy. How can you not enjoy his game? A true point guard, a pass-first guy who's improved his shot so much. He had 28 points last night. He took 28 shots.
He didn't shoot it great.
No, he did not, but he was a plus 19 from the floor, which was a game high. Another thing I noticed about the Wizards last night, their bench had great moments. It had very bad moments. They struggled to keep a couple leads in the first half. But you've got a scorer off the bench in Jody Meeks. I mentioned yesterday I really liked this guy, who got to the foul line and hit all seven of his free throws. I don't know if you saw this. The Wiz hit 30 free throw attempts last night. They were 30 of 38. They only did that two times last season. And maybe it was because it was Philadelphia playing small. Maybe it was because of a stylistic thing. But they were able to get to the cup. They were pretty decisive in driving to the rim last night. And they lived at the foul line. Bradley Beal missed a bunch of free throws late in the game. And
yeah,
he was off pretty much all night long. But my big takeaway was, I think really good teams get a lot of easy free buckets. And the Wizards did. They did something last night they did two times all of last season. And without Meeks off the bench, 7 of 7 from the stripe, that doesn't happen. So I think there were a couple things to build on. Oubre is no longer going to be a part of that bench. It looks like he's moving into the starting lineup.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens. I mean, I didn't get the full extent of Jason Smith's injury. There was kind of some vagary around that. They just didn't see him for warm-ups in the second half. And next thing you know, he wasn't playing, and it was Oubre, and the rotation was out of whack, et cetera. But listen, that's a good point. I didn't know that about the free throws. That's something. That speaks to, I think, how they've got some offensive diversity now. Last year, if they didn't shoot threes well, that was pretty much all she wrote. And they were bad from three last night, 27%, 6 of 22. But getting to the stripe, I think, was big, and getting in the lane, as you kind of said, they've got guys
doesn't
that can attack a little better.
Bradley Beal attempted 16 free throws.
That's something.
I mean, he used to just kind of stand around the perimeter and take shots. Now, I want him to hoist more threes. He only took 4 last night, which for me was a little bit timid for my liking. I think the Wizards took 22 three-pointers. The 76ers took 35. So I'd like him to be a little bit more aggressive from the outside. But that said, it shows some driving, some shooting in traffic. I like that stat.
No, it's a great stat. And, it's one of those things, hey, if they're not shooting, if you're not shooting well, do something different instead of just, you know, banging your head against the wall. But if I told you, and you can play guess the year on this, starters built multiple leads, bench gave it back, starters came in and rescued and saved the day. You know what I mean? It's you could just reprint the headline, reprint the summary, and kind of change the date on it. Again, I think the Wizards will probably have to do a thing that they've done each the last couple years, give up another future pick to try to get some bench help. I'm not writing the epitaph yet on anybody, but, you know, Tim Frazier, I think, is fine. But the idea that everything is solved because he's here, you know, that the Meeks, I like because he could score the ball, as you said. But, you know, Mike Scott was a -9. Tim Frazier was a -12. Jan Mahimi, I think, at one point had more fouls than minutes played. It's just one of those things where I'll believe it when I see it. As long as there's not too much of a drop-off, this can be a really, really, really good team. I just think there's too big of a drop-off right now. Again, one-game sample, but I'm that's kind of my perception coming into the year, and last night didn't do much to assuage that.
I get it. I'm going to double down, though, on let's relax just a little bit on making any major assessments, particularly on the bench where you had guys like, you mentioned Tim Frazier. He played 12 minutes last night. I mean, he played a quarter of basketball.
Mm-hmm.
He had 5 assists in that time, by the way.
Which was nice,
I think there were some really good things, and there were plenty of bad things, but I didn't expect anything else in your first game together on the floor in Washington when you're playing limited minutes as it is against a bunch of Energizer bunnies. I want to get to Philly in a second because you thought they're going to be pretty good, and they look a lot of fun. I mean, that's a team maybe throughout the year that's going to be neat to monitor from afar here in D.C. One other Wizard I want to call attention to from last night. March and Gortat, 16 points and 17 rebounds. This is what it looks like when he gives you the A-plus effort you want from him. And I don't mean in terms of what he's exerting as much as this is him at his best. You know, getting up and down the floor in transition. At this point, the big men, true centers in basketball, are kind of being weeded one out of another. But he moves well enough. He's a good enough athlete that it still works. I saw in Candace Parker's write-up in the Post, he is the second Wizard since 1983 to have posted a 16 and 17 night in an opener.
Wow.
He was just great last night.
He is one of the best screen and roll basketball players in the NBA. And I've beat that drum for a while. People want him to post up sometimes, which I don't get because he's brutal down there in the post. He's got that one kind of awkward move where it's a weird left-handed fadeaway skyhook thing that goes in one out of every 17 times. A high screen and roll player, he is a turn to the basket. It's these little subtle things he does. A is a great screener, but then he has his hands ready, kind of sliding down the lane, waiting for that John Wall pass, one of those late buckets where the pass just came later and later and later, but March had a great catch and finish down there. He is so good at that. And that's the type of thing where if he proves he can do that enough times, because it's tough to execute in those kind of close quarters, he does that enough, it forces defenses to rotate, then the shooters are open. Then it's Otto Porter corner three. Then it's Bradley Beal on the opposite wing. Then it's maybe Oubre, maybe Jason Smith, maybe Morris when he comes back. That's the beauty of that offense. That's why it's taken over the NBA. Basically, high screen and roll is what almost everybody runs, save Houston, which lets James Harden go one-on-one. But everybody does a version of that. And if you've got someone like Gortat who can do it that well, it opens things up for everybody. Because you have to choose some kind of poison. And a lot of teams come postseason will just say, we'll just give up a John Wall elbow jumper. Because that's the least poisonous thing that we have to deal with out of there. And that's why he ends up shooting so many of those. But he was great last night in the screen game. Awesome.
He was. As far as Philly goes, they're going to contend in the back of this conference for an 8 seed. I know you predicted them to make the playoffs. They're deep with guys who can jump out the gym. And while I don't think they're going to win, or play this competitively night in and night out, I think that that fan base is going to get what it's been waiting for, which is a competitive roster, nice blend of some of the veterans like J.J. Redick played 32 minutes last night. The kid that hit all the threes, seven of them, Robert Covington had a heck of a game.
He can
Ben
play.
Simmons had a double-double. One thing I want to call attention to, Markel Fultz has the worst free throw form I've ever seen in my life for a point guard.
For a guy that's that smooth on the court, for a guy who's pulling up, knocking down shots, getting to the rim, he impressed me last night. And then he shot a free throw, and I kind of go, something's broken here. I mean, I hadn't actually seen it. I'd read about it, but I hadn't seen any of the Philadelphia 76ers preseason games. Forgive me, as even as a big basketball fan. Seeing that in person, well, not in person, but live, that was gross, dude.
It was bad. And I just don't know how it's possible that you're the 99.9th percentile athlete on the planet and you're one of the better young players in the NBA is what you've been crowned as. And you go to the line, and that's the form. I mean, he was only 0 for 2. But
yeah,
look up a video today.
Not blocking that thing up towards the up towards the rim. It's gross.
It looks like Shaq or something where
seriously,
you're just so uncomfortable. And you have no chance. He was a minus 18 in 17 minutes in his debut last night. Pretty much everybody else on Philly was a plus. And he was a minus 18 in his time on the floor.
Yeah. It's again, but he offensively impressed me, though. He's someone that could get into the lane, get his own shot.
I don't think that's the question with him, though, is it? I mean, isn't the other side of the floor a little bit of a question?
It didn't go well last night. Yeah, it certainly is at this stage. He's a defensive liability. A couple times he got switched on to John Wall, and John Wall said, I'll just put on a clinic. This is my hot sauce moment, my N1 mixtape tour time. I'll put your butt on skates. But I think he's going to be a player, Fultz. I initially was kind of like,
he's going to be.
I mean, it's easy to say round one, pick one, but I was kind of like, that's the first overall pick, a guy that just lost a bunch at UW, but not really that impressive to me the couple times that I saw him. But there's a smoothness. He's a guy that can go by you and be fast without hurrying. He doesn't have to do all kinds of crazy stuff to do it. He gets to where he wants to go. He's going to be good as he learns this game. He's only 19, man. He can play.
Yeah, he'll be just fine. Wizards 1-0. Other big games around sport last evening. Let's go to the American League Championship Series. How about the Yankees? They fell behind 2-0, came back to win the division series 3-2. They fell behind 2-0 to the Astros, who are much better than them in the LCS. And now they're up 3-2 in the American League Championship Series. They shut Houston out last night, beat Dallas Keuchel, one of the best pitchers in the American League, 5-0. And they're doing it on the big, broad shoulders of Aaron Judge, who drove in another run.
That is fair. Gardner on his way to the plate. 2-0.
This is not your older brother's New York Yankees at this point. Aaron Judge and the Yanks up 3-2 in the division series. Fast forwarding to the National League Championship Series, the Cubs trying to extend their season. Dodgers at Wrigley Field last night trying to pull off a sweep. They were not able to because Javier Baez, who was 0 for the postseason, homered not once but twice.
Drove in 75. Hits that one in the air to left. He's watching it. It's got some hook on it. It is up and it is gone. Javi Baez with a solo shot. 2-0 Chicago.
Danny, what stood out to you from baseball last night?
Well, it's the Yankees. And there's two sides to this real quick. And I know nobody's really watching these postseason games in massive numbers, but just thinking of it as a selfish DC sports fan that just wants his turn, it's both cool that this Yankees club was picked to win mid-70s games, and that's probably where they should be over the course of this year with some of the aging starting pitching, CC Sabathia on his way, out of a contract just basically because he's so overused and bad body and everything else. And you look at some of these old veterans that needed to be replaced and these young kids that weren't quite ready for prime time. And here they are. Every time in a series they've gone down to the mat, they've responded and come back en masse. And it's been really cool. It's kind of fun to watch this version of the Yankees. Not the overdogs, but the underdogs do it. The other side is it's infuriating because everyone else gets a turn. Everyone else gets a turn. Even a team that's not quite ready for prime time gets to go to a National League Championship Series or a championship series, knocking on the door of a World Series. My overdogs, my mid to high 90s win Nationals, can't get out of the damn first round. And these guys with a bunch of kids and some also-rans are about to go to a World Series and probably win the damn thing with all their momentum that they've got. It's both really cool and also infuriating.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it because for years I've rooted against and really just despised the Yankees because they had nothing but their core group of players I'd watched win for 20 years. And this is so different now with Judge and Sanchez and Gregorius. And basically, many of their prospects homegrown. A lot of them they've acquired via trade, but all young guys that are stepping into the big spotlight and performing. Grant and Danny, 106.7, the Fan, just getting underway. The Redskins' defense is banged up. No Jonathan Allen. Three players in the front seven lost for the season. It's not even now into six games into the year. Who's got to step up on that side of the ball? We'll get to that next on 106.7, the Fan.
Folks, Danny Ruye here for my pals at Tedbert Ford. I like Tedbert Ford an awful lot. I like them a lot. I've been twice. You know what I did each time I went? I got a new car. That's right, 2016 Ford Edge. We got that in 2016. I love that ride. I drove it around, drove it to and from work every day. It was luxurious, beautiful leather seats, the Sync 3 display, great gas mileage, power, perfect size for me and the growing family. Pass that baton off to the wife. That's what she pushes around. That's her whip of choice these days. Me? I don't like going to the gas station. I don't do it. You know why I don't do it? Because I got a Ford Fusion. That's right. It's downstairs charging up right now. That's how I commute, on electricita. You can get a Ford Fusion just like your boys. 2017 Ford Fusion, in fact, as low as $15,900 at Tedbert Ford, or up to $10,000 off. That's right, man. Go see them. You get incredible deals at Tedbert Ford. Fairfax or Chantilly, just a click away at Tedbert.com. 0% financing for 72 months on that Ford Fusion, as well as the Focus. They make the deals that the other guys can't, because they got that massive selection, and they want your business, and they will earn it. Go see my pals at Tedbert Ford and tell them Danny sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.